Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your host for The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We try to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. So hope you'll stick around tonight and stick around every Sunday night for some great swinging sounds. Tonight, our co-highlight artists of the week are alto sax man Johnny Hodges and Hammond B3 organist Wild Bill Davis. Wild Bill Davis was one of the pioneers of Hammond B3 organ, and Johnny Hodges was the lead alto sax man in the Duke Ellington Orchestra for about 30 years, and he was the Duke's favorite jazz soloist. Over the years, Johnny Hodges and Wild Bill Davis made numerous albums together. They would kind of alternate. They would do albums on the RCA label with Wild Davis as the lead artist, and then they would do some records on the Verve label with Johnny Hodges as the lead artist, but they always worked together. So we're going to sample some of their recording artistry tonight. We're going to lead it off with an album called The Blue Hodge, and this has, of course, Johnny Hodges on alto sax. Les Bond is here on guitar and flute. Sam Jones on bass. Lewis Hayes on drums. Of course, Wild Bill Davis on organ along with Johnny Hodges. This is a little thing written by Johnny Hodges called And Then Some.
Thank you.
then some, but Johnny Hodges' little jump tune. Johnny Hodges on alto sax, along with Hammond B3 organist Wild Bill Davis. The flute work there was by Les Spahn. And now we're going to turn to the Harold Arlen songbook and do something by pianist Red Garland. This is a beautiful rendition of Harold Arlen's Blues in the Night. Here Red is backed up by Sam Jones on piano and Arthur Taylor on drums. And so, Blues in the Night. Thank you. gorgeous piano work by Red Garland, backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Arthur Taylor on drums. That was from Red Garland's prestige album, Soul Burning. Okay, now we're going to return to our co-highlight artists of the week, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, while Bill Davis on the Hammond B3 organ. And this is from their album, Blue Rabbit. And this is their romp through Duke Ellington's classic, Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Ellington's Thing It Ain't What It Used to Be. That was our co-highlight artist of the week, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, while Bill Davis on organ, backed up by Mundell Lowe on guitar, Richard Davis on bass, O.C. Johnson on drums. Johnny Hodges must have played that song 1,000 times during the time he was in the Duke Ellington band for about 30 years. They say he played some of those songs so often he could be in a big auditorium like in Chicago, and he could play it so beautifully, and he'd just be counting the lights in the house as he was playing it. Okay, we're going to turn now to an early thing on a Blue Note label by two. The album is called New Faces and New Sounds. They were new faces and new sounds at the time that this record was cut, but they went on to become great established jazz artists. It's Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Clifford Brown on trumpet, backed up by Elmo Hope on piano, Percy Heath on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. This is a great ballad, You Go to My Head. Thank you. was primarily a brilliant trumpet man, Clifford Brown, all the way through on that particular track from the Blue Note label, New Faces and New Sounds, the great ballad, You Go to My Head. Okay, now we're going to return now to our co-jazz highlight artists of the week. And this is from an album called Console Jazz. And, of course, we've got Johnny Hodges here on alto sax, while Bill Davis on organ. And this is a little thing from – this is the title track from the album Console Jazz. Let's listen to a swinging version of that tune.
Thank you.
That's Console Jazz and Sax, written by the Hammond B3 organist you heard on that track, Wild Bill Davis, with his cohort, with whom he cut many, many albums, Johnny Hodges. Okay, now we're going to turn to something. We're going to head out to the West Coast and do something by the famous trumpet player Chet Baker. This is from his album Chet Baker and Crew, recorded at the Forum Theater in Los Angeles in 1956, with Chet Baker on trumpet, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano. This is a little thing called Lucius Lou, written by the tenor sax man Phil Urso. Thank you. Nice, easy groove by Chet Baker and his crew. Chet Baker on trumpet and his crew comprised of, in the front line anyway, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano. That was something written by the tenor sax man called Lucius Liu. Nice, easy groove. Phil Urso was one of Chet Baker's favorite tenor sax men, worked with him quite often. Okay, back to our co-highlight artists of the week. That's Hammond B3 organist Wild Bill Davis and alto sax man Johnny Hodges. Now we're going to go to live in Atlantic City at a place called Grace's Little Belmont. And they had quite a long stay there, worked that club for quite a while, and this is a little thing that was written by Ellington. It was quite a specialty of Johnny Hodges called Just Squeeze Me. Thank you. That was a highlight artist of the week, our co-highlight artist of the week, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Wild Bill Davis on the Hammond B3 organ, working together, and it's a great old Ellington tune, another one that Johnny Hodges probably played 1,000 times, just called Just Squeeze Me. That was live in Atlantic City at a little joint called Gracie's Little Belmont, but it was quite a little den. Okay, now we're going to turn to one of my favorite Saxman, and that's the Hawk, Holman Hawkins. And we're going to dip into the Sammy Kahn songbook, doing Until the Real Thing Comes Along. And Holman Hawkins always had fine people around him. There's no exception here because he's got Kenny Burrell on guitar, Ray Brand on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. Until the Real Thing Comes Along.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful ballad rendition of Sammy Kahn's old classic, Until the Real Thing Comes Along, by Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. It was Coleman almost all the way through there on that particular track. It was backed up by Ray Bryant there on piano, Kenny Burrell on guitar. Okay, now we're going to do a little thing from an album that Wild Bill Davis and Johnny Hodges did on an album called Blue Pyramid. And this is a little thing put together by Johnny Hodges called Hash Brown. That's our co-highlight artist of the week. That's Johnny Hodges there on alto sax, and Wild Bill Davis on the Hammond B3 organ doing a little riff that the alto sax man Johnny Hodges dreamed up called Hash Brown. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first hour of the Fugue and Jazz. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and I'm going to be back with another hour of fine modern mainstream jazz. Please stick around. We're going to close it out with just a little taste of Oliver Nelson's great composition, Stolen Moments. We'll be right back.